Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to beautiful Flynn's Beach. It's a bright, sunshiny day. The skies are blue, the sun is shining, the beach is beautiful. What a wonderful place to live. I'd like to thank my friend Mal McCall for coming out and assisting me today. So Mal's been a lot of help today. Well, the last couple of weeks, we've had some really interesting weather. As I said, beautiful skies and blue days, starry nights, and some thunderstorms that'll come through in the middle of the night that will shake the house. And well, that's springtime in the mid-North Coast. But it's in those times that you can just kind of sit back and just think, and you ponder what creation is all about. And you know, when we look at creation, that is a wonderful time for us just to consider creation and the God who makes that. And with that thought in mind, let me give you two questions to think about. Firstly, what do you see when you take the time to look deeply into God's amazing creation? Secondly, how does it make you feel when you recognize God's hand in what you see? Today, I want to go to the book of Psalms, Psalms chapter 8. So if you want to go over there with me and get ready, we're going to read a few verses. And we're going to look at what David wrote about God's wonderful creation. We know that David spent a lot of time out with the sheep as a boy, but I've got a sneaking suspicion that he, even in the king's house, he took the time to look at the skies, the stars, the weather, and he just was enamored with God. So today, let's take a look at what David wrote as he reflected on that. Psalms chapter 8, verses 1 through 4, he says, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babies and infants, you have established strength because of your foes, to still the enemy and the avenger. And then he says this, when I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is man that you're mindful of him, or the son of man that you care for him? This is passage of scripture is quite familiar to all of us, and it really is very interesting. So let's dig in it and kind of look at each of the verses, but first let's pray. Father, thank you, Lord, for the day you've given us. Thank you for Mal's assistance. Thank you for the beautiful weather. Thank you for the rain and the storms that have come through. Thank you for allowing us to live on the mid-North Coast where there's so much beauty we can behold. Now help us as we dig into the scripture as if we can just better understand what David was talking about when he looked at your amazing creation and he was just blown away. I ask these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. So let's get started in verse number 1. David wrote, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You've set your glory above the heavens. I bet David must have been watching something beautiful in creation, or maybe a thunderstorm had rolled through him. David, he just exploded into praise. O Lord, your majesty fills everything that I see. Your glory overrides the heavens that we can see. You see, David was known for this kind of explosive praise. Just following that, he says, he wrote, the heavens declare the glory of God and the earth shows forth his handiwork. Listen, I believe that observing creation should engage our praise for God's glory. Let me say it again. Observing creation should engage our praise for God's glory. We need to just let it out when we feel it. But there's something else that David says that I want to look a little closer at. Verse number 3 and 4. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you're mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? Wow. Our praise should change to humble adoration and wonder as we just try to understand why this God that created everything around us and in the universe actually thinks about us, and not only that, but sent his son to die for us. I must admit, there's been some times when I've been out in creation that I've seen a sunrise or sunset or hear a thunderstorm, and boy, when the thunder starts rolling, it just gets your attention. You can be just blown away by his creative majesty. And for the next few moments, I want to share with you some of those experiences that I've been through. Maybe you'll be able to see why they meant so much to me. I hope that you've been able to feel some of those feelings that I feel when I just really am blown away by the majesty of creation. But there's something else I want to include with our celebration of God's creation. Paul said something in Romans chapter 1 that when I saw that, it kind of made me sit up and take notice. Verse number 20, he says, "For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." Now, this is in the context of where God will judge those who willingly reject him, but I'm not going to go there today. But what I want to do is consider the challenge this is for you and me. The greatest witness of God's creative nature has always been obvious in his creation. And everyone, without exception, has had this revelation of God's creativity. No one has not experienced it. So with that in mind, how should we as believers respond to this revelation of creativity? I believe when we see a sunrise or sunset, well, we need to say, "Boy, look at God. Look what he just gave us." Or maybe when we see the amazing birth of a baby, or even a baby animal, we should say, "God, you are just so incredibly amazing." I personally believe that if we will recognize God in his creation, then we just turn him loose to let him do among the people of the world as he chooses to do. But you see, much too often when we see something that we stand in awe with, we remain silent, fearing somebody's ridicule or criticism. I believe we need to open up. And when we feel that praise. When we want to honor God. Yes, you're going to have some people that might be a little critical, but that's all right. I believe if you and I will recognize God in everything beautiful, then we can respond as David did. "Oh Lord, how wonderfully majestic is your name in all the earth." Let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, for these wonderful passages of Scripture. Thank you for the beauty of the Mid-North Coast. You have definitely blessed us in a wonderful place. Now help us, Father, wherever we are in the world, that when we see something we're mesmerized by what we see, help us to look deeply into it and see you, and then lift our voices in praise as you deserve. Lord, I ask these things in and through the name of Jesus. Amen.